This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I just can't get over the idea that the democracy is under attack. I always thought if you try to keep people off the ballot, that would be, I don't know, anti-democracy, something like that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue here on this Friday edition of the show. And boy, do we have an awful lot to tell you about, talk about this morning, as always. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to opine this morning. And we do have a lot to opine about, that is for sure. And so once again, folks, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And by the way, we do have a couple of direct messages to tell you about, and we sure do appreciate Richard the Marine, who let us know what was going on and around his neck of the woods. Still raining, 46 degrees from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Listener Joan in Seattle, she says, has some very kind words for us. She says she's a loyal listener. Thanks for bringing clarity to the ever-changing craziness of our political climate. She says it feels like our beautiful country is being confiscated by criminals. And speaking of climate, she says, Seattle right now, 24 degrees with a wind chill of 13 degrees and a low of 19 expected overnight. And she says she appreciates the show and appreciates what we're doing. I appreciate you, Joan. Thank you so much, because it really means the world to get these kinds of messages. It really, really does. And so I really do appreciate it. We're working hard. And a lot of people behind the scenes, too, work hard on this program, make sure that it goes out. So we also want to thank them as well, our regular contributors. But thank you, Joan, in Seattle, Washington. Well, folks, the top story earlier, of course, was the fact that the United States did, in fact, conduct airstrikes against the Houthis in Yemen. And as we mentioned last hour, this Saudi Arabian government is now saying that they urge restraint with all of this. Well, that's nice. I wonder if the real restraint needs to be with terror groups. And we don't expect them to do any restraint, of course, do we? Because their whole reason for being, at least in this case, is to eradicate Israel and to get rid of Israel. And so we don't expect anything like that anytime soon. But again, can we come together on a particular thing about, you know, maybe stop attacking international shipping and so forth, and don't side with Hamas? I mean, I don't know if that's too much to ask. Maybe it is. But once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about in the program this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. Also, now, along the same lines of terrorists attacking Israel, and, of course, the Houthis trying to join in because they're also against Israel, so they're trying to disrupt things and attack shipping in the Red Sea, which now led to this, I think, too long and coming attack on their forces. But this from Newsmax, the threat of Lebanese Hezbollah militants striking targets in the United States is, quote, very serious, particularly with the presidential election going on this year and the perceived weakness of President Joe Biden. Fred Flights, a senior fellow at the America First Policy Institute, told Newsmax on Thursday, the principal foreign policy objective is to drive the United States out of the Middle East, and I think it sees opportunities this year with the presidential election with Biden's weakness, Flight said on Newsmax's Wake Up America. He also pointed out that Secret Service protection was recently renewed for people such as former Ambassador and National Security Advisor John Bolton, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. The southern border is not secure, Flight said. We have to assume that Hezbollah terrorists have come across that line. So I think that we have to take this report very seriously. The Biden administration, including Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, is warning that there will be, quote, consequences if Yemeni-based Houthi terrorists continue with attacks on U.S. targets. Now, of course, now we know that there have been at least the beginnings of that. Whether or not the Houthis will get the message, and whether or not, I think also Iran gets the message. I'm not holding my breath, friends, that Iran would get the message that that they've got to stop this, that what they're doing is going to lead to a total disaster, because sometimes I think they would prefer total disaster, or they don't care if total disaster comes, because what they're going, because they believe that they are on a mission. And you know, this is, you know, and we've seen this in history. We've seen this with war. We've seen this happen. But typically when those wars end or the enemy is defeated, then things can stop. You know, the peace returns. But in this case, when you have the Iranian mullahs, you have these terror groups, their extremist and fanatical views, that's not such an easy thing, is it? In other words, I guess there is a question, how long will this war with Hamas go on? Well, it is going to go on for a long time. But it's almost even asking the wrong question, because Hamas doesn't look at it as something that, well, we started the war, we lost the war, oh, you know, so now we'll do something different. Something else will happen. You know, there'll be a whole new, you know, a new day dawning kind of a thing. Nope, that's not it. In other words, they want all-out, total, infinite war, for lack of a better term, with Israel. This is what they want. And this is what they're committed to. So we have to begin to understand, too, that the commitment that they have, that they demonstrate, that's the kind of thing that we should be concerned about. Not the stuff that Jill Biden and Michelle Obama are concerned about. Somehow Donald Trump is going to take over our democracy or eradicate it or eliminate it or something like that. No, actually, Hezbollah terrorists that could be in the United States right now, that should be the kind of thing that people should be worried about, or at least say so. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back after these brief messages. Friday edition continues.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are back. Yes, 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 we are. And it is the Friday edition of the program. And like I said, we try to have a little bit more fun on Fridays than we do throughout the rest of the week. I think during the week, the funnel meter is, you know, continues to peg. But on Fridays and certainly on the weekend show, we try to make it go a little bit more, if possible, and that's always fun. And, so folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And I do want to say this. I do want to apologize. I know that we had some technical difficulties, starting up there in hour number one, and, we were able to begin isolating it. And, I think that we've got it isolated now. And so, again, I do appreciate your patience, and I do appreciate your moving along with us here this morning. That's what happens sometimes, especially when it comes to live radio. And sometimes problems don't present themselves until you're live, and everything else is good because everything gets checked and so forth prior to going to air. But sometimes something goes haywire, and so at any rate, folks, I really do appreciate your patience very, very much, because what we're talking about on this program is incredibly important. And I do appreciate especially the message we got from listener Joan in Seattle. Whenever you hear somebody give you that kind of feedback, we really appreciate it very, very much. And so once again, thank you, listener Joan. This is from William in Denver, and he says, yeah, democracy is gang rule. Democracy is gang rule. Well, that's right. He's exactly right. And, you know, because this is why the Democrat Party elite are pushing this notion that democracy is in danger, and they're the sole protectors. They're the guardians of democracy. Because in its pure form, and you have to be careful too, because you don't want to get misquoted. Kyle Warren said, you know, democracy is you know, gang rule, and this kind of thing. Well, but this is exactly what the founders were trying to avoid. And I think this is really, really important, because young people out there are going to be hearing something entirely different from the Democrat Party elite, from Democrat agenda, the left's agenda. The idea is that, well, somehow somebody's trying to steal your democracy. And that has a connotation to it, right? But in its pure form, and again, this is what the founders were trying to avoid and trying to put up safeguards for. Why? For you, for me, for our, not just our ancestors who, you know, came before us here in the United States, but for future, all future generations. And this is something that's referred to as the tyranny of the majority. And yes, you could call it gang rule or mob rule. Because a majority of people could democratically decide that your bicycle doesn't belong to you anymore, right? We collectively decided. In other words, it's the world's worst HOA, right? I hate to say that, but that's what it becomes sometimes. That's what Congress feels like to me sometimes. The world's worst HOA. And anybody who's been to your HOA meeting, you know what I'm talking about, right? And a lot of, you know, people sacrifice their time and they give and so forth. But a lot of times it can be very contentious and it's very hard to get things done and so forth. But basically, you could have a group of people decide what your rights are. They could decide that your home is now no longer your home because the state, now I'm not talking about eminent domain, and you're building a freeway and these kinds of things. These things do happen. But what I'm saying is that in the grand sense, you can't have a group of people decide the rights for everybody else simply because they have, quote, the majority. And this is where the founders were so important in Earth history, my friends. In the history of our world, the idea that your rights come from your creator. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So this is something that you are bestowed, not by a bunch of people writing this stuff down on parchment, but by your Creator, by God. So there is an objective morality. There is an objective truth that they would be pointing to in this. And so that's why your rights that we have as an inalienable human rights are so important. And the only way that you can preserve those kinds of things is to not have a tyranny of the majority. So this is precisely why, and I'm kind of interested because now I didn't realize to go down this road this morning, but this is why we have things like the Electoral College. The Electoral College is there to make sure that you and I, no matter what state in the union in which we live, we have a voice in determining the federal government, who's going to be in charge of the federal government, who's going to preside, right? Who's going to be the president of the United States. And when you take that away from people under the guise, and again, it's just a lie, right? It's just a lie. Well, this doesn't work. This is an antiquated system. You know, a bunch of old white guys put this thing together, and obviously it was designed to only service them. You know, this is ridiculous. But it's effective when you put it together as an agenda, as a contention, as a rallying point. You're going to get people riled up about stuff, and you're going to make them go out there, and they're going to be able to finally say, we got to abolish the Electoral College. And while we're at it, we should just get rid of the Supreme Court as well, or pack the court. You know, just do that too. Why not? Why do we, you know, because, you know why? Because they're not voting right. They're not voting the way we want them to. You know, they're supposed to vote my politics. They're not supposed to interpret the law. They're supposed to vote my politics. And if they don't vote my politics, well, then I'm going to get really, really cross. I'm going to get really, really mad. And I'm going to go over there and I'm going to protest. You know, and of course, people have a right to protest. But what happens when protests become intimidation? Right? And so, again, if you're looking around, my friends, if you're looking around for the place or the group or even subgroups at this point of people who really want to be able to influence your, quote, democracy and manipulate your, quote, democracy, well, I don't think you have to look over at Donald Trump, right? Or millions of people across the country who would want to be able to put back in place those policies and be able to deal with foreign affairs in a certain way and so forth. And just people who had a question, who wanted to question and challenge some inconsistencies that they saw. And I'm just putting this mildly, inconsistencies that they saw, or, you know, none of this could be run down, by the way, ultimately. In the grand sense, because after a while you're told it's kind of like Dr. Fauci telling you to stay 6 feet apart, which we now understand what this was had nothing to do with anything. I mean, why didn't he just say 12 feet? You know, just 12 feet. Well, if you're in the room for someone with 5 minutes and for 5 minutes, and you're 6 feet apart from them, but if you're there for that 6 minute, and again, I'm just sort of demonstrating the absurdity of this, then you probably will get COVID. But if you're 6 feet away or 6.5 feet away, you know, during the pandemic, I actually had to go to a meeting where, and it was held outside, so it wouldn't be inside, but I had to go to a meeting, and people had brought some chairs to sit outside and so forth. I actually witnessed some people with a tape measure. I kid you not, if Joe Biden say, no joke, no joke. People with a tape measurer, and they were measuring whether or not they were 6 feet apart from the other people sitting outside in a chair. And I realized at that point, you know, this we might be taking this a little bit too far at this point, or the idea that, you know, I've got this specific distance and I'll be okay. So that was a little weird. But I'll tell you this, folks, again, the idea that the tyranny of the majority, and thanks to William for this, the tyranny of the majority is something we are trying to avoid. Because, my friends, when that occurs, then all bets are off. And then you really do lose, not your democracy, but your republic. And the far left understands that better than you think. That's why they keep saying democracy. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley face off in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses Wednesday night. The debate was hosted by CNN. At the same time, frontrunner Donald Trump held his own town hall event hosted by Fox News not far away in Des Moines. During the televised debate, DeSantis and Haley sparred over a range of topics. Each of the candidates was also asked about what they consider an insurrection to be.
At the end of the day, I will always defend and fight for the Constitution. That's what we should do as Americans. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
Haley said it's wrong. Former President Trump cannot concede that he lost the election to President Biden in 2020. This is USA News.
Attention.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Inflation edged up last month.
Higher rents and food prices boosted overall inflation in December. It's a sign that the Federal Reserve's drive to slow inflation to its 2% target will likely remain a bumpy one. The Labor Department's report showed that overall prices rose 0.3% from November and just under 3.5% from a year ago. If you leave out volatile food and energy costs, the so-called core prices rose just 0.3% month over month. Unchanged from November's increase, economists pay more attention to core prices because they're seen as a better guide to the likely path of inflation. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nearly a dozen new Bitcoin funds began trading in U.S. markets for the first time Thursday. Providing increased access to the cryptocurrency for everyday investors. More on these stories. At townhall.com.
And certainly there is a lot to opine about. And also, folks, of course, we're taking a look at what's happened with Hunter Biden just now. This from Washington Examiner. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty on Thursday to 9 charges he is facing in California over allegations that he failed to pay his taxes during a 4-year period. President Joe Biden's son appeared at a federal courthouse in Los Angeles for the arraignment, where a massive crowd of press was awaiting his arrival, according to photos and videos from the scene. During the arraignment, Judge Mark Scarsi set Hunter Biden's trial to begin on June 20th, saying, according to ABC, "We like to move things along," quote unquote. Hunter Biden's court appearance comes after Special Counsel David Weiss, who has been leading an investigation into the first son since 2019, brought 3 felony and 6 misdemeanor charges against him in California last month. Federal charges included failure to pay taxes, failure to file taxes, and filing false returns for the 2016 to 2019 tax years. Weiss alleged that Hunter Biden would, quote, earn handsomely and spend wildly, unquote, on lavish lifestyle, while failing to pay $1.4 million in taxes during a 4-year period. The defendant spent his money on drugs, escorts, girlfriends, luxury hotels, and rental properties. It doesn't stop there, folks. exotic cars, clothing, and other items of a personal nature. In short, everything but his taxes, Weiss said. Hunter Biden did not begin paying his taxes back until 2020, and at that point, entertainment lawyer Kevin Morris, a prominent Democrat donor, began loaning him money to help him pay his high-dollar lifestyle, Weiss said. So, I mean, there's also a question of that, too. Isn't that a gain, or isn't that a, you've realized a profit or some other kind of gain in this? I'm sure it's got to work in there somewhere. But, folks, yeah, this is quite interesting, again, because Hunter Biden, it seems to be able to live under the umbrella, not just of Joe Biden, but others, too, that have said, you know, you're going after the president's children. I mean, we talked about this, almost a month ago or something, right? Yes, they're going after the president's children here. There's an unwritten law that you don't go after the president's child. And Hunter Biden's a grown man. He's done all these things. And, you know, again, it's not like, you know, going after Amy Carter back in the 70s or something like that, or just, you know, to be mean-spirited or things like that. Why would you do that? And by the way, don't kids of presidents, don't they deserve to have some kind of private life as much as they possibly can? You know, once you become president, everything's changed forever. You know, this is one of the reasons why you have, you know, the Secret Service still protects former presidents. Eventually, Richard Nixon actually refused it. He you know, made it go away a few years later after leaving the White House. But that, I think you view it as sort of a special case, and he lived in San Clemente there, and that's actually not too far away from my home base here in Southern California. And Richard Nixon would go into a place called San Juan Capistrano. There he would eat at a restaurant there called El Adobe, and I've actually been there many times. But they actually have an entree, I think, called the President's Choice or something like that. But it was made famous because Nixon was in the area following his time in the White House. It was the Western White House during the Nixon presidency. But I'm getting off the topic here. So the idea is that once you become president, everything changes forever, even for your kids. And arguably and quite understandably, and I think properly, they are afforded protection because you have a lot of crackpots out there, and so you definitely want to do that. But so nobody's going after Hunter Biden because he's one of the president's kids and this kind of thing. This is why you hear stuff like, well, Biden's a loving father, and people are going after his kid, and that's the only thing Biden is guilty of. Joe Biden is just being a loving father. He loves his kid. And Hunter Biden and also had a lot of problems, right? And that's also a very terrible thing. A lot of people fall into these addictions, and they get into the very, very bad parts of life in that regard. And we're always celebrating or happy when people come out of something like that. But in this case, it's almost being offered up as the excuse. Here's the excuse. Hunter Biden was kind of messed up. And so, you know, but can you imagine if that was a Trump, the son of Donald Trump or a daughter of Donald Trump? Well, of course not. They would never let up. They would say, do you see, this is exactly the way it would go on and on. It would be harsh and mean-spirited and terrible in the media. Right. And, but because it's Hunter Biden, they've always got to find a way to sort of get around that and try to poo-poo it. But in this particular case, of course, the connections between Hunter Biden and his father are pretty evident. And they are definitely the kinds of connections that warrant further investigation. And so it's not about trying to prosecute or persecute Hunter Biden because he is the son of Joe Biden. It is primarily, and again, properly, I think, because of these different connections of whether or not money was flowing and whether or not there was, and I think people kind of already know the answer to these things, but they got to cross all the T's and dot all the I's. They have to be able to do this. Otherwise, none of this will ever fly. But the notion that, you know, he's going to threaten people. My father's sitting right here next to me. He's going to want this done, and you better do it or else. And this kind of stuff is absolutely something that needs to be investigated. And so Hunter Biden is not just a kid of the president. he's a player in all this whole thing. So he's pleading not guilty to these 9 tax charges in California. Very, very interesting indeed. All right, folks, once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. In just a little bit, we'll be talking with Denise Simon. We'll also be talking with Frank Silvato in hour number 4 of the program this morning, as we always do, Mondays and Fridays, talking to our good friend Frank Silvato. Also, Chris Markowski is coming up in hour number 3. He's the watchdog on Wall Street, and we talked to him about these ETFs, and it turns out, folks, that Wall Street firms are now blocking client access to new spot Bitcoin's ETFs. And this from Fox Business, a handful of large Wall Street firms are blocking retail investors from accessing the new spot Bitcoin ETFs. Vanguard, the world's second largest asset manager behind BlackRock, and by the way, BlackRock did some downsizing recently, and that also kind of calls into question how things are doing out there in the big world of asset management. But Vanguard is the world's second largest asset manager behind BlackRock, along with financial advisors Merrill Lynch, Edward Jones, and Northwestern Mutual, are not planning to offer their clients exposure to the 11 exchange-traded funds that the Security Exchange Commission blessed to begin trading on national exchanges. The move by the commission was seen as a turning point for the $1.8 trillion crypto market, a way to introduce masses of retail investors to a product that until now has been vilified by regulators and largely ignored by Wall Street. Including Bitcoin in a highly regulated investment vehicle like a spot ETF means that retail investors can, for the first time, gain exposures to the world's largest digital asset through their broker-dealers instead of having to rely on unregulated crypto exchanges. It also means investors don't have to qualify as accredited investors, which is the criteria for buying the Bitcoin futures ETF that launched in 2021. The move to limit access to a new way of investing in cryptocurrency has some clients choosing to move to other financial institutions that do offer the investment opportunity. But certainly when we were talking with our good friend Chris Markowski, you know, the crypto stuff and whatnot, it's a way that people can move money around, especially people that have nefarious nefarious intentions. And so it just becomes a highway for that kind of stuff. So it's no wonder that the access is being blocked in some cases. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition. Don't go anywhere.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing through this Friday edition of the show, and we've reached the part of the program, of course, where we take a look at what's happening out there weather-wise. There's a lot happening out there weather-wise. We also like to play a great song, keep you going through the morning, keep you going doing whatever you're doing, especially on this Friday morning. If you're out there trying to make your way across the country, if you are trying to, if you're just simply going through your work day, and you work overnight, you're maybe working a shift or you're making deliveries or what, well, you know, we need a song that kind of makes us feel good and makes us kind of keep going through the morning. We got a request for this a while back, and we played it at that time. But I kind of felt like playing it again because, again, I think we need a song to sort of make us smile here on this Friday, especially in light of all this weather that we're looking at. So without further ado, let's do a little Driving My Life Away this morning.
Thank you.
little Eddie Rabbit, Driving Your Life Away, Driving My Life Away. I remember when that song came out, and at that time it kind of really felt like a crossover almost. It was country song, but yet it really got a lot of exposure, at least from what I could tell. I was sort of on pop and so forth like that, because it was really just such a great tune. I do think that really did establish then Eddie Rabbit, and I'm not so sure. I think he's no longer with us, I believe, which is very sad. But Eddie Rabbit had some other great hits as well, and I Love a Rainy Night among them. And so we definitely enjoy hearing his music once again, obviously. All right, folks. Well, once again, we're going to take a look at some of these things that we're seeing out there. Right now, all across the United States, in some form or another, in some way, shape, or form or another, we've got either winter weather advisories, wind chill factors. Joan in Seattle told us about the wind chill there. I think it was 13 degrees. We've got all kinds of things happening up in Montana, for example. We've got wind chill warnings all over the place. Butte, Missoula, up towards the border with Canada. Certainly in Idaho, winter storm warnings all through the state. Everything's just covered in either wind chill watches, especially over for our friends in the state of Washington right now, as I was just saying, but over near Ellensburg, out near Moses Lake, if you're coming out I-90, this is just all over the place. So it's hard to sort of narrow down every single different place. But especially right now, if you're going to be heading into Chicago, for example, you want to be very careful as we head into the weekend here, because we understand all these areas in the Midwest there, especially in the Chicago area, could be getting huge amounts of snow. I was just remarking last hour, I got a firsthand report from some of our family in Michigan that the store shelves are just being, evacuated of stuff, because people are trying to get ready to hunker down for what could be a very, very bad storm. So winter storm warnings all through the state of Michigan, by the way. We got winter storm warnings, as I said, through most of the Midwest as well. So you definitely want to be careful this weekend, because obviously if you are going to be traveling wherever you're going, just look ahead and make sure that everything is going to be fine. On the precipitation part of things right now, as we're heading into early Friday morning, as we were talking about last hour, we got all kinds of snow through western Nebraska. So definitely if you're coming across western Nebraska, you're along I-80 there, you're going to be in snow, especially if you're from Lexington and eastward through Omaha. And then all through Iowa with snow. Again, Illinois, northern Illinois, Lafayette, Indiana right now, down through parts of eastern Missouri, it's snow mixed with rain in the northern parts of Missouri, but looks like rain turning into lots of heavy rain and lightning, and that's going to go through in a band heading southwest through Arkansas, through the mid part of Arkansas, down into west eastern Texas, Paris, Tyler, Texas right now. Last hour, it looked like a lot of this radar mapping was just right between Dallas and Tyler. Now it's over Tyler. Also, Nacogdoches, Texas, Huntsville, you got all kinds of rain this morning as well. So, folks, be careful out there. We want you to get back wherever you're going in one piece. All right, let's turn over now. Let's head over and talk with Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, it happened. The Houthis got struck by the U.S. and the U.K. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to pat myself on the back, and I hope you'll help me. Because remember last week or week before last, I said we know exactly where these missiles are coming from.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And you deserve a pat on the back. That is no doubt. No doubt about that.
So there were alleged 17 targets, and according to those fellows aboard the Eisenhower, all of our planes are returned safely back to the carrier, and we struck them hard. That's according to them, and that's good. All right. However, it's not so good. Because if you look at the statement the United States puts out in defense of, so we've been on the in a defense posture. And he also said, we will not hesitate to protect our troops. Well, they did hesitate. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this. We should have been on the offensive the whole time. But it gets worse because it says now that the United States expects the Houthis to retaliate.
Yeah.
Really? Well, if we did what we were supposed to do, they'd have nothing to retaliate with.
Good point. Good point.
Anyway, I would also like to shout out because there's a submarine that's attached to a complete carrier battle group, and the submarine that sent off a couple of ordnances over to Yemen is the USS Florida. So I just want to put it out there.
Very cool. Yeah,
Florida's in the mix.
That's right. Yeah, well, as it should be, and that should that is awesome, and that should strike fear into the hearts of the Houthis. Don't you think? I do.
Okay, but if they expect the Houthis to retaliate and the United States says we will be ready for further strikes, that means that we didn't, our target package wasn't big enough.
Right. Agreed. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour break, everybody. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. We're coming right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for Denise. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.